This is a Collider.com audio interview.
So as I was saying a second ago, this is a far cry from the professionalness of Greenberg.
Well, I mean, we're still at the Four Seasons, so it feels pretty fancy still to me. These are nice suites.
So what's it been like for you? Obviously, you've made a transition from sort of, I would say, more indie fare into what we call the Hollywood big budget productions.
You're telling me I've sold out.
No, actually, I'm not telling you that you sold out.
No, it's been amazing. I feel like what's great about it is it's been, it's felt like these are things I'd want to do anyway. I love the woman who wrote this movie. I was going to say girl, but I should say woman. That's more respectful.
You can make another comment, but we won't go there either.
Okay. but she, Elizabeth Merriweather, is a really amazing writer, and I had always loved her writing. When I was in college in New York, she was this up-and-coming, really young playwright who had just graduated from Yale, and she had plays in New York that were incredibly well-reviewed, and she was on everyone's list of, like, the top playwrights under 30, and like she was really cool, and I was really jealous of her. And then when I got this script that was written by her, I was so excited because I was like, oh my god, she like went to LA and she's doing it. And so when I read it, it had the same sense of humor as, you know, she's always had, and really distinctive voice. And I was just really excited to audition for it, and even more excited when I got cast. So it's been kind of like, I would have done her movie had she said, I've got $5, we're shooting it on a DV camera I just own, or like, we're shooting it on HD, let's just go make it. I would have done that too. So the fact that it was a big deal, and Ivan Reitman was directing it, which is also really cool. I love Ivan Reitman. So it's felt very like things I would always do anyway.
No, totally. When you got to the project, I'm sure there's a little bit of a rehearsal project. How did your character alter, change, based on your involvement in the project?
I think when I read it on the page, Liz defined it very clearly, and I definitely got the kind of girl that Patrice is. By the way, I love the name Patrice. Just, I thought that was a really funny name when I read it on the page. I have a friend very much like Patrice. She kind of has the before I like you, I don't like you feeling about her, and kind of charmingly negative, and even more so when she gets drunk. And I felt like I knew who she was on the page, and I think what happened more was that when we started shooting it, meeting the other actors and seeing how all of our energies sort of mixed together was, that kind of deepened and changed what it was. I think it's really funny that I'm so much taller than Natalie, because I think it's funny that Natalie has a really tall best friend, and I think it's inherently comedic to see the two of us together, because I'm so tall and blonde and Germanic.
Okay, it's very true. I'm curious about, you're not in the film every frame.
No.
You know, it's selective scenes.
Mm-hmm.
How was that for the production? Were you having to be there the entire time, or were they like, we're going to film you for 2 weeks, and then you're all set?
No, I was sort of, it was less like they were going to film me for 2 weeks, and more like I would be on like 2 days a week for the whole shoot. So I was there kind of the whole time, but I didn't work every single day. So they kept bringing me in for different days. So it was just like I had the sweetest job in the world. It was like a 2 or 3 day a week job with awesome people, getting to hang out and be funny and do this fun movie. And then the rest of the time I was just hanging out in LA. And I don't live here, so it was neat.
I would imagine that's a pretty sweet gig.
It was really so much fun. I had so much fun making this movie, and I know that everyone always says that, but I really had so much fun. I just, all the actors, I just love them all. Especially all the girls. No offense to the guys, I love the guys, but there's something really cool about all the girls in the movie were hilarious, and I love Natalie, and also Lake Bell, and Mindy Kaling, and Olivia Thirlby, and Ophelia Lovabond. they're all just really neat girls, and it felt kind of like social hour.
Well, they, as you just mentioned with the cast, like, what I was surprised watching the movie last night was how many, every actor in every part was someone I almost recognized. Mm-hmm. Like, they really cast this thing. And Kevin Kline playing the dad.
I know. It was, yeah, it has a really kind of, I mean, the script had all these great characters that were on, you know, part of the ensemble. And I think that was attractive to people. And they really got great people to be in it. And it was really exciting and fun to get to come to work every day and be part of the kind of the backup team, the backup singers. but it would be like, I don't know, I feel like we're pretty great backup singers.
No, absolutely, 100%. I want to transition into another subject because...
Sure.
You have worked or are working with, I don't know where it is right now, with a filmmaker I revere, and I cannot believe that he's finally making another movie. You know who I speak.
Whit Stillman.
Exactly.
I know.
Like, I've waited a very long time for that man to make another movie.
You know what's amazing is I was waiting for a very long time for Whit Stillman to make another movie, and then I got to be in it. I am so excited by that. Yes, it's done. I finished it at the end of, just in the end of 2010. And it should be out in the fall. And it's really, I mean, I know the script is great and Whit was great on set. So I hope that we as actors all did our job and made it as good as it could be.
Has he mentioned to you, so does this mean, obviously as a fan of his, does
yeah.
this mean you now can get a hold of him and actually text him and make stupid comments to him?
Yes, I have Whit Stillman on my cell phone. It's very exciting. And it's listed, his full name, it says Whit Stillman, so if he ever calls, it's Whit Stillman calling.
That's awesome.
It's very cool. I utterly worship him as a writer and as a filmmaker, and I just... He's a really lovely person too. He's very unique and very very sweet. And he really, I don't know. The whole filming. He's just everything you want him to be. He dressed up every day. He always looks so put together. Even at 5:30 in the morning, he'd have like a elegant scarf.
I'm curious, Woody Allen. Is famous for, like, working 9 to 5, or, like, having these very set hours.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Whit, because he hasn't made a movie in a while, if he sort of lives in that sort of thing where we're working for 8 to 10 hours and that's it, or is he the type of filmmaker that will do the 16-hour day?
He'll do the 16-hour day. Whit will do the 16-hour day. I think we shot it, I mean, on a tight schedule, and it was a tight budget, so we really stayed... We had long days, but it was good. I think everyone wanted to be there very badly. But he can really work very, very long days and still be completely focused.
For the people that don't know, what can you tell people about, like, the one-liner about the film, who you play?
So, in No Strings Attached.
And
Whit Stillman.
Oh, no, I'm still...
We're still, okay.
You're talking to someone. I am in utter... I'm so excited that he's making a movie, because this means he might actually make another movie after this.
I think he will. I hope he does. I will always watch and love his movies. The movie we made is called Damsels in Distress. I play a character named Violet, and it takes place at a liberal arts college in the East Coast, and I run a suicide prevention center where I help suicidal and depressed students overcome their tendencies through staging musicals with them and teaching them how to tap dance and sing in musicals and helping them dress well and wear nice perfume. And I have a cadre of girls that kind of follow me around. And but then it's kind of the perils of love and this, just these wonderfully eccentric characters.
I'm assuming it's filled with the typical dialogue that inhabit his previous films.
I had a lot of things to say. I had a lot of opinions and a lot of things to say, and I was so scared when we first started because I had so clearly have a, you know, the way Chris Eigenman says things or the way Kate Beckinsale in Last Days of Disco says things, it's so burned in my mind, the way they talk. And I didn't want to imitate them, but I also was, you know, aware of Whit Stillman speak. But once I got into it, I think what's really nice about working with a writer-director is that they really do have their own rhythm. So even if it's a lot of words, once you start doing it, you start, it starts becoming natural and organic to you, and you kind of start speaking like that all the time. I started saying very Whit Stillman-y things as I was making it, which I think was really annoying to my roommates. But I would say, and yet, and then I would keep talking, and they were like, "What? Why are you qualifying everything you're saying?" And I was like, "But because now I'm thinking like that."
It's very funny. It's interesting because he was such a powerful voice. I'm sorry for being so on the subject, but he was such a powerful voice in film. And then all of a sudden, it's like went Howard Hughes, you know?
Well, I think he. What he says and was that when he started making films, he had a trunk of films. He had scripts, and so he was able to make them kind of, you know, he was able to, as soon as he had financing, make them because he had a trunk of scripts. And he said he spent the last few years, like, rebuilding his trunk, and now he has, like, another trunk of films he wants to make. But it's his analogy. It's not mine.
Sure, but, no, but it's a good, I'm crediting him.
Yeah, it's full credit to him. But I think he was really happy making it. I think it was nice, and I think he will continue to make. I think he'll do another run of films now.
You mentioned end of the year. Do you think that we're talking Toronto, like a film festival, or?
Yes, definitely a film festival. But I don't know all the details, so
that's
I can't.
Fine. I'm going to run out of time with you, so I do want to get into one other subject,
sure.
Which is a certain comedy with a British star with Batmobiles and DeLoreans.
I don't know what you're referring to.
I don't know either, actually.
Arthur.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've interviewed Mr. Brand recently, and he told me about the Batmobiles and wearing George Clooney's Batsuit and DeLoreans and crazy shit.
Yeah.
How much did you get to play in that crazy shit universe?
I did get to play quite a bit in the crazy shit universe. It was amazing. I mean, I love Russell Brand. I think he's just so funny and so talented, and it was great fun to work with him. And he's so smart. It's disarming. And Helen Mirren, and, you know, it is pretty incredible. And Louis Guzman.
Robin.
I love Louis Guzman. He's so great. And Jennifer Garner is so beautiful and sweet and great. And I just really had the best time on it with those people. But shooting in New York and getting to be part of a big, big movie in New York was really cool because, you know, I went to college there and I lived there and I, you know, have walked past these movie sets that are, you know, you sort of rubberneck and you're like, what are they shooting? You know, and you see the trailers and you're like asking the security guard, you're like, what's in there? Who's in there? You know, and it was so great. It was so exciting and surreal, but great to be part of it. And you're like, I'm it. You might not know who I am, but I'm in it. And it was, so that was really just so exciting to be part, to experience the city that way. I mean, because I've never done a Law and Order, so.
for the people that don't know, could you talk about who you play in the film?
They changed the name. I play Liza Minnelli's character, and who's called Linda in the original movie, but now she's called Naomi, because I think Linda sounded old-fashioned for some reason. So they changed the name to Naomi, and she's a girl from Queens, and she's kind of one of those New York girls who's always got a lot of things going on and interesting things happening in too many places to be at once. And I know those girls, and it was really fun to play someone who was kind of on the go and just exciting. Like she's the city. She's all heart, and she's I think she's like New York City in that you don't actually need a lot of money to experience what's great about New York. For free, you can walk around. For free, you can go to Central Park. For free, you can go to the Metropolitan Museum of Art and see Van Goghs and Rembrandts for free. And I think that was what was neat about playing this character in the world of Arthur, who has all this money, is that I got to play the voice of, but it's New York City and it's here for everyone.
Totally. I have to wrap with you, but one last quick question.
Yeah.
What are you thinking about for 2011 as far as upcoming things? Are you circling things?
I'm circling things. I'm sort of seeing what works out. I'm not really that strategic because it seems like I've been very lucky with things that have come up when they've come up, and I kind of know when things feel right. So I'm sure I'll be making some films, and I hope I love them as much as I've loved all the other ones I've gotten to do. So, yeah.
Totally. I have to wrap with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Congrats with everything that's going on.
Oh, thank you. It's so nice to see you again. I like your nail polish.
Thank you. Hold on. Let me hit stop. Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate you indulging me with the talking about Mr. New York
City. I know.
City.
He's so cool. He's so great.
You have no idea. Like, Metropolitan, Barcelona, let's just say that I have a thing for his movies.
I love Barcelona. Barcelona is my favorite, I think.
You know? Well, the thing is, with his...